In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Saint Joseph, Saint Bernardine of Siena, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate in the Franciscan order from long time, let's put it that way, and just recently added back into the general calendar by Pope Blessed John Paul II, the feast or the memorial for the general Roman calendar. It's a memorial of the Holy Name of Jesus, and for Franciscans, it is a feast. For the Franciscans and the Dominicans as well, both had a lot to do with the promotion of the Holy Name of Jesus. The Dominicans were especially given the charge by one of the popes during the time of the Albigensian heresy to preach with greater emphasis the Holy Name of Jesus. And Saint Bernardine of Siena, the great Franciscan preacher, was known for his promotion of the Holy Name of Jesus in Italy. And it is due to him that we have this sacred Holy Name of Jesus, you know, the image, the IHS with the cross on the H for the letters of the name of Jesus, the consonants, and also symbolizing in Greek Jesus, or Latin, Jesus, the Savior of all mankind. That is why that sacred name of our Lord is held in high regard, for it is the name of our Savior, the name, as we heard in the Gospel, that was given to him by God himself to his Son, told through the angel to Joseph and to Mary both, that he is to be called Jesus, for he, God, saves. And so it's a name that we should hold in high reverence, for it is the name of the Son of God. And you might say that you can judge a society's health, you might say, by the reverence with which it holds the name of its God. You might say, even in a pagan society that may had polytheism, if they held those gods in great reverence, they would not use their names in vain. But even more so, in a society that has been given the grace of having been revealed to them the true and only God, that society and its health, you might say, spiritually, can be seen by the reverence with which it holds the name of their God. And as we know in the song this we sang at the beginning of Mass, it says, "At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow," quoting from sacred scripture. And we can say today that, sad to say, probably with the way the name of Jesus and the name of God is taken in so much in vain, that it does not show a very healthy society in many ways, when it seems to be that taking the name of God has some kind of entertainment value is beyond belief. But that's where we're at. Recently, someone told me that to judge, you know, how Hollywood thinks, or those who are in the media, you know, Phil Robertson made big news because he said something about homosexual acts. But before that, in his show Duck Dynasty, he noticed that when they were airing his show, they were putting bleeps, you know, into their narration. Whenever they were talking, they put a bleep in here and a bleep in there because they didn't think it was spicy enough, so they wanted to make it sound like they were swearing in the show. So they put a bleep in there just to make like it sound like there was a curse word said, and there weren't any curse words. And Mr. Robertson actually had to admonish them and said, "We don't cuss, so don't put that in there that make it sound like we're cussing." So much for reality shows, not reality at all. But that is the mindset of our society, and those especially in the media elites, or deletes as I call them. Anyway, that's where we're at. They think that somehow that to curse or to especially even take God's name in vain has some kind of entertainment value or shows how real we really are. And I think that that's probably a sad commentary on where we're at. Obviously, the saints, and especially Saint Francis, I'm always reminded of on the night in which he enacted the first living nativity scene, when our Holy Father, Saint Francis, acted as a deacon at the Mass. The biographer says that whenever he pronounced the name of Jesus, it was as if he was tasting something savory. It's almost like he would almost smack his lips by just saying the name of Jesus. So sweet was that name to him, and so beautiful was that he wanted to savor every moment of saying the name of Jesus. Obviously, we can see that the saints have a greater understanding of the importance and the sacredness of the name of our Lord and Savior. And we should honor and reverence and hold dear the sacred name of Jesus and, of course, in the name of Mary. Even the liturgy tells us that when we pronounce the name of Jesus and Mary, we should bow our heads in reverence for those two holy names. And it's interesting that we should also keep in mind that Jesus received his sacred name through the maternal mediation of Our Lady, for he did not receive that name, Jesus, until he took on a human nature. And he received that, as well as, you might say, the name because of Our Lady's maternal mediation. So we thank Our Lady also for giving us our Savior in his human nature and with his human name, so that we can pronounce his name with great love and devotion. Just think that the Jews couldn't even pronounce the name of God. They had to substitute other names. That's how reverent it was, and they wouldn't even say it out of devotion, you might say, out of how holy his name was. Let alone would they say it in a blasphemous way. But today, and with the incarnation of our Lord, we have been given the name of Jesus because God wants us to be familiar with him. He wants us to invoke his name, to call on him, and to see how close he wants to be to us, that he gives us his name, and that we should then turn and use it as a curse word, whether it be the name of God or the name of Jesus, is really something that we should make reparation for. And that's why in the past, and they still do exist, the different societies of the Holy Name of God and the Holy Name of Jesus. They were combined together back some years ago, combined the two, the Holy Name of God and Jesus. These society or confraternities were placed under the care of the Dominican Order. And what were some of the things that the Holy Name Society was to do or observe? Well, first of all, they normally were received into the confraternity on the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. And they were to make a profession of faith, as well as a series of solemn promises. And these promises are to observe the society's rules and constitutions, which, in effect, are to love and respect the Holy Name of Jesus and of God, to abstain from blasphemy, to not take his name in vain or in any way in an irreligious manner, to reverence divine law and to respect civil law and civil authority. So if you really honor and reverence the name of Jesus, you're going to reverence and honor that authority that comes from God. And you're going to live, as it says, to love the Pope and to be a full member of the Catholic Church, to believe the Church's teachings and to teach others of them, and to receive the sacraments regularly, pray often, and perform works of physical and mental mortification on a regular basis. Now, if you pronounce the name of Jesus irreverently, you might say you probably can look and see if any of those other things, if they are being observed faithfully. I doubt it, because if someone is truly honoring the name of Jesus and reverencing it, they will be striving to be pleasing to him in all those other ways as well. And the motto of the Holy Name Society was and is, Hallowed be thy name, from the Our Father, where we hear that the name of God, and the name of Jesus even more so, because God has revealed that name to us to be invoked, surely is hallowed and holy. It's said even more so when it talks about reverencing the name of Jesus that we should avoid disrespect to the name of God, of Jesus, and of what is sacred, and should abstain from all improper language such as blasphemy, perjury, cursing, profanity, and indecency. And it says the member should, as far as prudence permits, induce others to refrain from such insults to God and morality. So, in whatever way you can, in a charitable way, if you can somehow remind others that they should observe the name of the holy name of Jesus. You know, if someone says, takes the name of Jesus or God in vain, you could always add to that, if they say the name of Jesus, you say, may his name be praised forever or something. Just to maybe, they might say, what did you say? And I say, oh, I thought you were praying, you know, might cause them to wonder. And so the member should also praise and glorify God by fidelity to prayer, especially to both private and public holy name devotions, and should, as far as they can, bring others, particularly those committed to the member's care, to know and honor the name of God by prayer and praise. So we should not only avoid using his name irreverently, but we should praise God and praise our Lord and his name, and always hold that in high esteem and reverence, and always be in the best way we can give reverence and hold his name in reverence is to be good Catholics and to be faithful to him. That if we use his name and put his name on our lips, that we should want to be ones who follow that, our words by our deeds as well. That would be the best way in which we can honor the name of Jesus, is by also living lives worthy of the name. Let us ask Our Lady, especially, who held her son in such high devotion, who reverenced everything about her son and even his name, who she called on him as his mother, and that we too will hold his name in high reverence and like the saints of old, and as our Lord is asking of us to do so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.